Before next week's election, Governor Mark Dayton made an appearance at St. Cloud State University Thursday to talk about voting and answer questions from community members. The campus Democrats organized a discussion panel with local Democratic Senate and House candidates and invited Dayton to attend. They were on campus to rally voters and address community issues. Dan Wolgamott, who is running for Senate District 14, sat on the panel with House candidate for 14B, Zach Dorholt, and 14A, Eric Putnam, and David Snyder, running for Congress in the 6th District. Dayton addressed concerns about racism toward the African-American population after recent police shootings of black men.
We have people from all over the world. We have over 100 different languages and dialects, and some people want to go back to the old Minnesota. And my statement is, everyone is here has a right to be here. They make this a better state. And if you can't tolerate that, then find somewhere else to live.
Dayton commented on strengthening law enforcement community relations.
Find out what can we do. We need to just bridge those gaps and figure out what's the most effective way that law enforcement agencies and people can reestablish those bonds of trust and relationship and the like.
When asked about the cost of higher education, he lightened the mood of the audience with a bit of humor.
My generation wants to retire and have you work 2-3 jobs to keep all of us in Social Security and Medicare for the next 30-40 years. And I've said to campus audiences, you know, your generation is going to tell my generation, go get yourself a loan. You know, federal is the primary source of student aid. Back when I worked for then Senator Walter Mondale in the 70s, student aid was 1/3 grants, 1/3 loans, 1/3 college work study. Now it's 18% grants for very low income students, 2% work study, and 80% loans, which means for most it's loans, loans, and loans.
Other topics people brought up were homelessness around St. Cloud, treatment for drug addiction, LGBT community protection, and acquiring health care. The discussion took place at 11:30 a.m. in the Atwood Memorial Center on the SCSU campus. Finally, Dayton closed the Q&A session with a comment about the importance of voting.
This is a horrific election, but you know it's still a democracy. It's still governed by the people. That's why Election Day is a day where everybody's vote counts one. Doesn't matter how much money you have, how much money you poured into the races and all those problems. Don't opt out. It's your country. It's your future.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.